This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Today is May 6th, the National Day of Prayer. It's an institution that has been enshrined on the first Thursday in May since the Reagan administration and has been observed by presidents for generations and the nation as a whole. Now, of course, the event has come under a little bit of legal fire that we've talked about, and we'll talk about it again today. But we also want to get an appreciation of the heritage of this day and the importance of the religious underpinnings of our nation's founding. With me to talk about that is Matthew Staver, who is the founder and chairman of Liberty Council. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. And Matt, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
Well, obviously, there's a debate going on now about separation of church and state, what that means today, what that meant in our founding. How did our founders generally understand the role of faith and religion in the public square?
Well, the founders understood that the role of faith and religion in the public square was absolutely essential to the survival of the republic. They felt that the twin pillars of the republic were religion and morality, that the people had to be moral people, understanding right and wrong, respecting each other's liberties and rights and privileges and duties and obligations. And how were they going to do that? Through the teaching of Judeo-Christian principles, and that was primarily done through the school system, including the public schools. So, for example, George Washington said these twin pillars were essential, and anyone who labored to undermine them is not worthy of being called a patriot. John Adams said that our Constitution was made only for a religious and a moral people, that it was wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So it was critical. Consequently, prayer is very foundational to who we are, and in fact, it's prayer that actually birthed America. It was the Great Awakening that preceded the American Revolution. And in fact, it was prayer that Benjamin Franklin called the founders to convene to for several days when the Constitutional Convention was falling apart. And after that prayer meeting, they came back together and the Constitution was born and America became the greatest, most liberating nation in the world. So it was part and parcel of who we are.
And prayer of the presidents has been a part of our history for a long time. I can think of even up to Franklin D. Roosevelt during World War II praying publicly, and I don't know if others have done that since that time, but it certainly is a very recent thing that there seems to be this push to separate the two. What can you tell us about the history of presidents and their attitude towards prayer and when this divide seemed to intervene?
Well, every prayer from every president from George Washington to the president have issued proclamations for prayer. And every president from then till now took their oath of office on the Bible, and they swore to God to defend and uphold the Constitution. And in fact, if you go back to the very first Congress, the very first act of this Congress, the same one that drafted the First Amendment, was to authorize a paid chaplain from the federal treasury to open every legislative session with prayer. So whether it's a group of one or a group of several hundred in Washington, D.C. that convene for any kind of session in the House or the Senate, they always open up with prayer. And that's been happening from the very founding of the country into the present. It wasn't until the 50s, and then more particularly in the 60s, where you began to have an activist court, and particularly in the Warren Court in the late 50s and early 60s, that began to deviate from the original understanding of the Constitution and brought in this idea of Jefferson's so-called separation of church and state. That first came up in a court decision in the late 40s, and then basically said that Jefferson spent a great deal of time and was very significant in drafting the First Amendment, and that his separation of church and state letter in 1801 basically was a shorthand version of what the First Amendment meant. Well, the problem with that now is historically everyone agrees that it is inaccurate. Jefferson spent no time on the First Amendment, wasn't even in the United States when it was drafted, debated, or passed. And in fact, he never used that phrase but once. It was in the letter to the Danbury Baptist. He didn't use it before that, and he never used it again. So it wasn't a big issue to him. And if you look at President Jefferson, while he acted one way as the President of the United States, he acted completely different on the state level when he was governor or when he was a member of the House of Burgesses in Virginia, where he, in fact, had days of fasting and prayer. So we have had that phrase taken out of context and distorted by the ACLU.
Matt, obviously we're a nation at war on multiple fronts right now. We've got severe financial challenges as an economy and on our bottom line as a nation. Many contentious debates going on. How vital is it that our nation be praying these days?
I think it's absolutely vital for the future of America. And in fact, the future of America depends upon the religious and Judeo-Christian foundation of its people. If we lose that, Washington and the other founders, they weren't just hypothesizing that those twin pillars were essential. We lose our country. We lose the republic for which we have all grown accustomed. We lose the freedom that we all experience here in America. And I think it's very vital and very important. The scriptures say that if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven. God will forgive their sin, and God will heal their land. And with the division that we have in America today, within the political divide, within the moral crisis that we're facing, the economic crisis, and the natural disasters that we're seeing around America and indeed around the world, now more than ever, America needs to pray.
Well, let's certainly hope it's not just today, but every day that folks turn to the Lord to pray for the benefit of our nation. Matt, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
Matthew Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's the dean of the Liberty University School of Law in Lynchburg, Virginia. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.